Hello everyone. I decided to go live today. I almost wasn't able to go live. So we'll wait for a few minutes to see who will join us, see what questions you have for tonight. I have one daughter who just every time I turn around, it's got something going on. So, didn't know if I was going to be able to go live. You know, the best thing about these videos is they're like mirrors. You can kind of see what's going on with your hair. It's crazy. I have my coat on because it's like winter here. It's freezing in Michigan. Hey, hi, Samar. How you doing? I didn't pick a topic tonight, Candace. I was kind of leaning towards doing some talk about psychic ability today, or being on the other side, or things like that. Let me turn this light on. We usually talk about, you know, controlling your thoughts, and I gave you guys the homework of starting to recognize your thoughts, stepping outside of yourself, and becoming aware of those negative thoughts. I gave you guys that homework. And then I asked you how many thoughts you were catching, and a couple of you answered, and it looks like, you know, you guys are able to do it. So if you're able to catch those thoughts once, that means you're able to catch those thoughts all the time. The more that you do that, the more that you will actually rewire your brain. And it will literally stop. Let me turn the volume up here for you guys. It will literally stop your brain from having those negative thoughts. So I do want everybody to continue to do that. That is one of the main ways to rewire your brain to get all of those negative thoughts to stop, and also to create that inner awareness of yourself, of your feelings, of your thoughts, of your energy, which actually is one of the foundations of psychic ability. So when you're able to step outside of yourself and observe yourself and observe, what are you doing? What are you saying? How are you feeling? How did you take what that other person said? How did they take what you said? That's all groundwork for psychic ability. It's all groundwork for reading energy. It's the beginning steps of psychic ability. So I often thought that kind of what I teach on the counseling side, on the self-esteem side, the mental health side, is like the framework for having psychic ability. Because if you're consumed with negative thoughts, and if you are not aware that you're not your thoughts, that that's something that's happening to you, that you're having thoughts, but they're not actually who you are, then you won't be able to determine if, you know, an angel is talking to you, somebody on the other side is talking to you, if God is talking to you. You won't be able to make that determination. And so it's really the framework. A lot of the stuff that I teach on the counseling side and trying to teach you guys to love yourself and all of that is the framework. Because if you don't have the self-confidence and you don't have the self-love, at some point the work in the spiritual realm kind of falls apart. And you kind of have to go back. And you always kind of go back. It is, like many say, like an onion, there's layers that you have to heal, but it's really the framework. And when you have this inner sense of knowing, when you have this belief that you're worthy because you're a piece of Source, you're part of Source, then that psychic ability foundation is there. And you can trust what you're getting because you know where it's coming from. You know that if you are a child of Source, a part of Source, that the information you're getting is coming from your creator. It's coming from the space the thing, the energy that created you. It's back to being winter, guys, where I'm going to be wearing a coat all the time. And I don't know if I'm going to take it off. Actually, I just did and I'm cold, so. So when it comes to, does that make sense to you guys about how you have to have this foundation first before you really can build that self-esteem, that psychic ability? You have to have this foundation. You have to know who and what you come from. And that, of course, is from Source. Does that make sense? So on that part, let me know. Okay. It's not a topic, but recently this morning, kind of had an epiphany and remembered who I am, how I got to where I am, how to change. It can be scary and painful and hard, but at least it's some of the most amazing things. Yes. Okay. Okay, you have a question. So, you used to be in bad moods with bad look, weird gathering someone. Now I say, they're in their own minds that go. Friends are meant to come and go. Yes. Friends are meant to come and go. So, the reality is, and it's hard to accept, and even I, you know, especially when it comes to children, family members, the reality is that everything that is here on Earth is not permanent. There's nothing here that's permanent. So it's friends, it's plants, it's the laptop that I'm talking on. Nothing in this realm is permanent. Nothing will ever be permanent. And it's part of one of the bigger lessons in this is learning to let go. So you let go of bad feelings, you let go of people that are not your friends, you let go of what other people say about you, think about you, you let all of that go, okay? And the more that you do let it go and not let it bother you, the more you practice that acceptance, the more that you have that inner peace. That's where that inner peace comes from, is you stop letting it bother you because you know who and what you are. And all of these other things don't measure up, right? So, my self-confidence and worth. Okay, so that's good, Candace. So the idea here is that if you know who you are and you know that you are part of Source, then you don't need the other people's opinion. You don't need them to be mean to you. You don't need them to be nice to you. Doesn't really matter because you still know that you're worth. Now that doesn't mean that you should stay in an abusive situation, but it means that you realize that you deserve more than that. This is the foundation of the psychic ability because you have to have that, because you have to know 100% that you come from Source. You have to know that. Treat, yes, what you have like a hotel room. Appreciate it while you have it. Nothing is permanent. It is true. That is a thing here on Earth. Nothing is permanent. And unfortunately, that does mean family members, friends, all of that. In this form, it's not permanent. So, your question is, were you a person before conception? The answer is no. You were not a person. You were an energy being. Okay? This is why, if you've ever listened to the near-death experiences, they will say that, many of them will say that when they had to come back into their body, it was tight, they had to squeeze in. When they explained being out of their body, they explained being very free, expansive, part of all. So you are an energy being before conception. You are not a person. Right. So you do still maintain a lot of your characteristics. A lot of your characteristics stay the same. They are different, you know, a little, they're a little bit different for a lifetime, but your general characteristic personality really kind of stays the same throughout your evolution, throughout your lifetime. So if you came here as a fighter, you will always kind of be a fighter, survivor type person. That will kind of always be your nature in one way or another. So you may not, you know, you might have had one lifetime where maybe you participated in wars, but then another lifetime you will just be a fighter, as far as you won't follow the norms of society or the tribes, right? Okay, does that answer your question, Samar? So you are not a person before you come here. You are an energy being. And you do have your certain traits or characteristics. It's like people explain angels and stuff. Angels have certain characteristics, certain traits. They are energy beings. They are not actually people. So one of my daughters had this experience the other day where she said, so let me know what else you guys want me to answer. Like I said, we normally talk about self-esteem, confidence, your negative thoughts, how to love yourself. That is very crucial in this. But I thought today we would go a little more on the psychic ability side. So my daughter was driving, and she said this car just all of a sudden like slammed on its gas, made a really sharp right turn, went off and down into the hill, and the car rolled. And she said, I passed the car within like 2 seconds, but I seen a guy standing there. She said, there's no way the guy had time to get out of the car. And I said to her, that's probably an angel. So, I'm just, I'll come back to that, Lakshmi. So angels can step in times of emergency, and they will take on a human form in case somebody sees them. So just so you know, that is something that can happen. There can be an angel that's there, but they will take on a human form, and then they will literally just kind of disappear, and only a few people will see them. Not everybody will see them. And my daughter is one that she's been able to see these people, and she sees them as though they're really there. She's been able to do that her whole life. So, Lakshmi. So it's not true that we have different, we will have different roles that we will play, and there will be differences. So like me, for example, like I might have been maybe not so boisterous in some of my lifetimes, but I can tell you that I can feel deep down to my core, and I know from visiting some of my past lives, I've always had this kind of fighter mentality. Very strong, being brave, fighter mentality. I've always had that. And I actually think that it played a role in many of my lifetimes that kind of got me into trouble or actually got me killed for speaking up. So while I did play different roles and they did kind of manifest in different ways, and you know, the lifetimes are a little different, some of your core characteristics, your core personalities will stay with you. So if you've always kind of been outgoing most of your lifetimes, you will be a person who's kind of outgoing. It may not be to an extreme on everyone. Like you might have one lifetime where you're just crazy out there, and then the next one you're not so crazy out there, but you're still kind of outgoing. So it will, they will stay, but you will play different roles, okay? And that's from what I've seen so far. Now, I'm sure there's somebody out there that came and has played, you know, different personalities, but for the most part, a lot of it kind of stays the same. It's kind of similar. And it also depends on if you make any vows, contracts, agreements, in any lifetimes, right? That will also make a difference. If you make any of those, that will change it. So You know, the classic example that most people give is the example of, you know, if you vow to not have money or to get rid of material objects, and then you come back in another lifetime and you're poor because you made that vow, and the other one to just do spiritual things, only spiritual things, and now this time you're struggling with the money. But in reality, it all really boils down to what you believe about yourself and about your work. So, what else do you guys want to know about this topic, about psychic ability? So the foundation is believing in yourself. The foundation is knowing that you are part of Source, because Source is infinite. Source has all the knowledge. It knows all. And when you are using your psychic ability, that's where you're tapping into. So when you know that you're part of that, then you know that you can tap into it. Everybody, and that's why they say everybody can tap into it, because we are all part of it. So yes, some people, their abilities are there, bam, they're awake. They're awake at 5 years old. They know they're awake. It's easy. And then some people, it's a process of waking up. It's a process of opening up the third eye and opening up that ability. But regardless, because we all come from Source, we all have this ability to different degrees. And everybody's abilities will be different as well. So you were shy in elementary, middle school, but in college, away from my family, realized I'm really outgoing. Did I change? So most likely you, what happened is you have a very kind, loving personality. You do have a very fun personality. So that fun personality was probably always there, but you were just shy when you were younger. So you did change, but really the core of you is that fun part. That's that part. So this is what I mean, where you can have different experiences, but the core of you is that fun, outgoing part. And that's the part that will manifest at some point in your life. Okay? So most likely in your other lifetimes, you were also a person who liked to be with people, liked to do things, who liked to be outgoing, be happy. And then it finally manifests. Okay, so Source, God, Creator, you know, Spirit, whoever, soul, whatever you want to call that, it resides in all of us. And, Samar, a lot of people say that. And it does, because it's a barrier breaker in a sense, it's an anxiety breaker. Not needed to do that, but it might have helped in it. Yeah. So each one of us have Source inside of us. Each one of us can connect to it. And once you really know this and you really believe it, then you're on this journey. You're starting to learn this. You're starting to realize. And then what you do is you start to create that awareness where you're stepping outside of yourself and you're observing yourself, and then you can start to observe others from afar. You don't have to be next to somebody to observe them. You can start to watch them from a distance and just listen. You're just listening. So a lot of people worry about quieting the mind. You can quiet the mind, but I don't go into it purposely quieting the mind. That's the part that usually intimidates people, like, oh my gosh, I have to quiet my mind. It is important, and at some point you do need to learn how to do it. But it's more to me about a listening to what is my body feeling, what is it sensing, what am I sensing, okay, what kind of energy am I sensing from that person, what kind of energy am I sensing from that situation. So remember, I told you that the body has this energy field that goes way out, all the way around us, right? Goes way out. And that energy body is picking up all this information. It's picking up all these tiny bits of information, and it's bringing it into your physical body through all those layers. And then it comes in, it actually comes into the heart center first, and then goes up to the brain, and the brain translates it. Now this happens within microseconds, but all that information that's out there, your body is picking up on and sensing that. Now there are some people who do seem to be oblivious, like they're just oblivious, they just don't even pay attention, and that's okay. For those of you that are on this session, that's not you. You wouldn't be here if you weren't sensitive to the energies around you. You wouldn't be in this group, and you wouldn't be on this talk right now. So I want you guys to tell me about sensing energy. I want you to tell me, how do you get it? How do you feel it? And do you listen to it, or do you argue with it? So when you start to develop your psychic ability, after you realize that you're part of Source, and after you've learned to do your self-observance of you and others, now you're starting to, you've kind of opened that communication line between you and the world. You've opened that energetic communication line. You've said, okay, I'm going to pay attention to what the energy is around me, and I'm going to sense, I'm going to feel what's going on. Doesn't mean I take on what I'm sensing. It also might mean that if I'm in a place that maybe is negative and I sense that it's negative, I leave. I don't have to stay, but I don't take on those problems. I'm just aware of the situation. So many of you here know about Eckhart Tolle. He's really good at doing this. He's really good at realizing that whatever anybody else is going through is not his problem. It's not that he doesn't care, but he realizes it's not his problem, and it's not something for him to fix. So what do you guys do? What do you sense when you're out in the world? Can you feel into that your energy is out there picking up on things? That it's picking up on the energy in the room, maybe the energy in the person, the energy in the store. So you sense the presence of souls that have passed on, but I need to ask yes or no questions. I can't see or hear. You can't see or hear them. You need to ask them. So when you can sense that they're there, you know that they're on the other side, and you want to ask them a question, but you can't see or hear them. Okay. So somewhere there's a block. So one of the first things, you know, that you would want to look into is, do you have any fear associated with that? Do you have any fear with having this ability? Do you have any fear with talking to people on the other side? Okay, that would be the first, usually the main block is some sort of fear of this ability. Even if you can't see or hear them, you can still ask the question. And then what should happen is, because again, we've opened up this communication line between your energy body and you, and also between Source and you. Source has all the answers. So you and Source can always get the answer. All you have to do is just listen long enough. So if you can't hear them, then what should happen then, you can still ask the question, what should happen then is you'll just get this sense of knowing. Right? This is the cognizance. You just know, or you just sense it, you just feel it, but you don't have a reason why. There's no rational reason why. You just kind of know and sense, right? So that's what I would do. I would ask the question anyways, and then just see if you can just feel that sense of knowing, right? All right, so let's see. When you're all dressed up and walk into a room, you can feel people's eyes. Yes. And I notice when I look at people and wondering about them, they turn to me. Okay. Looking at them, right? Yeah. So your ability, Lakshmi, would be more of a sensing. As you develop that, usually what happens, the more the sensing. So that's, again, listening to the body. That's, what is my body saying? What is it feeling? What is it, what is the body interpreting? Usually the more you develop that, then the seeing or the hearing comes after that, right? And I don't actually see them as if they're a physical person. I have a daughter who does that. But I can see them in my mind's eye. Like, they can show me just different things, like the color of their hair, or they'll say they're tall or they're short, those kinds of things. So the reason that people can tell, the reason you can feel people looking at you, and the reason people can tell when you're looking at you, is because you're penetrating, you're welcome, their energy field. The energy field is being penetrated. So, you know, the eyes are the seat of the soul, the window to the soul. And when you are looking at somebody, your energy is projected that way. And it is projecting through their energy body, that body I'm talking to you about. And that's where they're sensing it. And they don't even realize what's happened, but they turn around and you're looking and they're looking, and then you look away, right? Thanks, Lakshmi. You're so nice. You're so sweet. That's why that happens. It's because you are penetrating the energy field. So the energy field is picking up that information before you, your brain, has even processed that information. And theirs has too. Even if they are like, don't even know that they're psychic and don't think they are, they still have an energy field. And that energy field is still reading everything that's going on, even all the stuff that we're not paying attention to. Okay? So dreams give you the ability to... Oh, Samara, you guys are so nice. You're so sweet. To talk tirelessly and timelessly to loved ones. Okay. So dreams can do that, and it is usually because, one, the mind is not busy. It's not busy. It's not working on making dinner. It's not working on washing clothes or whatever. It's also because our guards are down, so we're not up in this world, you know, and this world has made us very fearful of everything, and some of it, like I said before, is okay. Some of it is good. We need to, you know, not run out into the road. We need to do that. But it has made us so fearful and protective of so many things, and then if you get hurt in your lifetime, there's another wall that we're putting up this protection, and these abilities, especially in America, have always been, you know, thought of as, oh, you're crazy. So all of those walls are down when you're sleeping. The energy is free to just flow wherever it wants to flow. So you can start asking them to come to you during the day and saying, you know, I'm okay if you come visit me during the day. I'm okay if you show up. And usually it takes a while for that to happen, but I have had people been able to do that. I've had people been able to develop that ability when they've done that, okay? All right, so the next thing to do, so now you know that you're from Source. You know that you are connected to that divine, and because you're connected to that divine, you all have this ability. Even if you don't think you do, because you're from source. Period. That's it. There's no other explanation to that. It's that simple. Then you've created that awareness. So you've started to practice looking for your energy and other people's energy. Now you're taking that energy in and you're interpreting it. So that's where the practice comes in, is going into places, being around people, interpreting the energy. Just see what you get, see what you feel. And you may be right, you may be wrong, it doesn't matter. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to practice. Okay? The more you practice it, the better you'll get at it. And then the practice after that is to trust what you're getting. Okay? When you get something, you just trust that that's what you got. You don't doubt it, you just know. And there's a lot of things that I will get, but I don't necessarily share them or express them. I just kind of have this sense and I just kind of leave it. I leave it there. Now, if somebody calls me or asks me or something, then I'll say it. But there are a lot of things, especially with people like in my life around me, that I'll just kind of get it. It'll just come to me. It does usually come when I'm laying down, resting at night, because that's when I'm not solving the world's problems, right? That's when I'm most relaxed and I'm not doing something. So you can set aside a time to do that. Or what I do is it's just whenever I have time. In my life right now, I don't necessarily have a dedicated time per se, but I do it often. I don't know if that makes sense. So I either do it in the morning, I do it at night, maybe it's the middle of the day, but I do take time to pause, to just be there. And when you can just be there, and it's not that you don't have to think, because a lot of people, again, think they have to stop the thoughts. It's more about the listening than it is the stopping the thoughts, because the thoughts can kind of trail off, and they'll trail off into an area where you will get something. I just did this the other day. It was about my ex-husband, and I got two scenarios presented to me that he might take, and I just kind of held it to myself. I really didn't share it. Except for my daughter's on here now. There's two kind of scenarios that could play out in his life right now. And I just take that information. I'm like, okay, I don't need to prove it to anybody. I just kind of sit and wait for it to play out. Candace. Yeah. I'll have to tell you later. So I'll tell you later, Cam. It's, just an example, but I'll tell you what I got later. So that came, though, in a space where I was just kind of laying there, just kind of letting these thoughts kind of flow. I wasn't controlling them. I wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, I can't have any thoughts, right? Because a lot of people, Candace D, I will tell you later. A lot of people think, oh my gosh, I can't have any thoughts. I got to stop all these thoughts. Well, that's impossible, because the brain has thoughts. I just got it, Candace, like 2 days ago. So that's probably one of the bigger things that I want people to know and to realize, is that meditation and being silent, you don't actually have to stop those thoughts. You can stop them, but I think that stops a lot of people from practicing or meditation or taking time out or just sitting, because they think they have to have no thoughts. Well, who the heck can do that? Because that's what the brain does. Just has thoughts after thought after thought. That's what the mind does, right? So it's not that you have to have no thoughts. It's that you just have to allow the thoughts to flow and then just listen. You're just listening. And you're not adding anything to the story. So the stories that start to come up in your mind that are starting to play out, you're not adding anything to them. You're just letting them flow, right? Does this make sense to everybody? Can you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I could tell you, he's got two paths that he can take in his life, and I'll explain to you the path, Candace, when I talk to you. But I was shown two paths that he could take in his decisions. Okay, so don't worry about trying to stop those thoughts. Just let them flow. And a lot of times when I let them flow and I don't try to stop them, that's where I get more things, more knowings, more sensing. And I just let these things flow because part of psychic ability is imagination. So whenever you do a meditation, a lot of people walk you through imagination. Right? So it's not that what you're getting is fake, it's that's how you develop it, is through this imagination, through this area of the brain. It's imagination, right? So when I let my mind just kind of flow and do its own thing, it'll start to show me possibilities, it'll start to show me different scenarios, different things that are going to happen, and I just let that flow. And I find that is the most unrestricting, the easiest, the most flow way to do this. So a lot of people feel a lot of pressure to develop their psychic ability, and that pressure there stops it. So you'll hear a lot of people say, "I have a block, I have a block." Most of the time it's because we're putting a lot of pressure, like, "Okay, I gotta be psychic right now and I gotta connect and okay, give me information." Right? We've put a lot of pressure. But when you just relax into it and you just let it flow and you let it be, you don't try to fight it, then you can hear and sense and realize and understand. Okay, so what questions do you guys have? What else do you want to know? Ears are screaming at you. Yeah. Oh, dreams are really good. Dreams are an easy way to get to you. So what else would you guys like to know about this? About psychic ability? How to develop it, how to hear it, how to listen to it, how to know what you're getting. Once you start getting, everybody will have their own style as well, okay? Once you start getting things, there'll be certain things that will mean different things for you. And again, that's going to be different for everybody. So one of the things that I told you guys is like, if there's family members, they'll do like, I'll be like, "No, this is like a dad," or this is a grandpa. So that kind of thing there, that will be individual for you. Grandpas will show up in a certain way for you. Grandmas will show up in a certain way for you. For me, they do this kind of stepping thing where so I know where they are in the line. And this is, again, to me, reading energy is our first language because we don't speak when we first come out into this world. We're not speaking. We're feeling. We're sensing. We don't know anything. We can't speak. So we're doing sensing. We're reading energy. That's the classic phrase that you get. That if mom's upset, the baby's upset, right? So all of us can do this. All of us have this ability. We all already did it. We just forgot. We forgot that we did this. We were told to lean on all of, the facts and all the norms in society, all of that. We were not taught to listen to ourselves, to listen to our soul, to listen to the true nature of us. There's that inner sense of knowing inside. And so far, I can say that when it when it is a true inner sense of knowing, when it is a true of something that has come through to me and it's from source, it's always to help, it's always to guide. It never steers you in the wrong place. It always steers you in the right place. Okay? So let me know what you guys think about this. So you have the steps to start practicing, right? You understand all the steps to you start practicing, and which steps do you struggle with? Is it the knowing that you're part of source? Is it the stepping outside of yourself observing? Is it the listening, the part of it? Oh, that's a different one. I've never heard of that one. So Grandpa visits me by rolling my thumbs forward and backwards. He used to always do that. He just lets me know he's there. Yeah, I've never had that one. I've heard of people having like smells and all kinds of things, but never had that one. That's a different one. So that's interesting. That would be something unique to you. I know that if I have somebody who has a lot of anxiety, I can feel anxious if I pick that up. I've done readings on people where, I've said to somebody, my head hurts, but my head doesn't actually hurt, but that's what I'm being told, my head hurts, something like that. So those are also, you can also feel them physically. Those are things. These are all sensing. These are all listening to that energy body, listening to what your body is saying to you. It's all about listening to the body. And then that gets interpreted. We do have a filter because we have our own mind, we have our own life, we have our own experiences. So that your filter does affect things a little bit, but we all do have that ability to sense, right? And it's because everything is energy. Again, everything is energy. You are energy, your cells are energy. Everything has energy to it. So you can read, pick up an energy on everything that's out there. So this was psychic ability tonight. It's come up a few times about how to develop it and how to listen to it. So I thought I would address that. One of the better ways outside of just laying down and allowing those thoughts to just flow, so you're not getting attached to any of those thoughts. Again, you're not attaching a story to them. You're just letting them come and letting them go, and you're just letting them flow. Not getting stuck anywhere. The other biggest way to develop these abilities, outside of really learning to listen to your body and just take that moment to, and the more that you do this, the faster it happens. You know, this can be like milliseconds where you get this information, you just know or you just sense, is working with the chakras and opening those chakras. And while there are 7 main chakras, I always recommend working with the 12 main chakras, not just the 7. Okay, we need to go more than 7 because, one, the world is changing. We are now in like 4th, 5th dimension. We're not just in this 3rd dimension. So I'm recommending that we go beyond the 7 chakras. Again, you have the 3 bottom chakras, which are the physical form. They deal with physical issues. There's a spiritual element to everything, and then you have the heart chakra, which is the center, and then the top 3, but there's actually 12, and I recommend working with all 12. Now, one of the chakras is below your feet, okay? So they're not all above your head. One of them is part of your soul star chakra is under your feet. It goes with the one that's above your head. So that's another thing that you want to do. You really want to work with those chakras as much as you can, opening them as much as you can. I do that quite often, listening to meditations, sound meditations, doing meditations with chakra work, or just opening them up myself. I do that a lot, okay? All right, so it's almost 9 o'clock, guys, but I wanted to jump on here. I didn't know if I was going to actually be able to jump on here today. My life's still kind of crazy right now. But I really wanted to jump on and talk to you guys. We have a lot of new members here today, and I wanted to make sure that we get on and talk. So please let me know what else you guys want to know. And again, you know, my core message to you guys always is that you have to remember that you have infinite worth, okay? You have infinite worth. Don't ever forget that. That's part of that connection to Source. You have to know that deep down to your core, that you have this infinite worth because you're part of Source. And you know, God doesn't have any, Source is perfect. So there's always this piece of you that is perfect. There's always that spot that's perfect, that's not sick, that's happy, that's whole, because there is that space within you. So if you get lost, one of the things that I do, and I do it often, is I remind myself, I am not this body, I am Source. I'm not this body, I'm Source. I reconnect to the fact that I am part of that divine. I'm part of that. So if I'm part of that, then there's part of me that's well. There's part of me that knows. So when I want to heal somebody or I want to do a reading for somebody, I'm part of that divine. So there's part of me that knows what this person needs. There's part of me that can get me that can heal. There's in that, you know, I am Source. I'm saying I'm connected to Source. Do you understand? So I don't want you guys to think that, oh, she thinks she's God and she knows it all. That's not what I'm saying. But in part, there's part of you that does, because there's part of you that's connected to Source. Right? So I want you to remind yourself that you are part of that divine, that you are part of Source, and that you are part of that all is well, all is worthy. You're part of that. That's really one of the bigger parts of this psychic ability stuff. It really is. It's a bigger part of that. Because if I can know that and I can be connected to it, then I can tap into that knowledge. I can tap into that wisdom, right? I may not get it all. We get little breadcrumbs at a time, right? But I can tap into that, and I can share that, and I can give that to others. That is the key. That's the key. I can give that to others. I can help them. I can be that conduit, that window for Source. I can do that. So if you want to connect to Source and you want to develop your psychic ability, that's where you got to start, right? And you have to do it because you want to help either people in your life, you can even help yourself. There's nothing wrong with helping yourself. People are like, oh, you can't just do that for yourself. Yes, you can. That's what it's there for. It's a guidance system. He, she, it gave it to you for a reason. It's not there to not use. You can use it. You know, as long as you're using it for good and for help and to spread that unconditional love, use it. That's what it's there for. Okay? So, anything else before we go? Everybody that said thank you are so welcome. And yes, we can do the Chakras, we can definitely do that. Actually, what I'll do right now, Samar, because I will forget, because I am just, I'll make a note right now to make sure that I have all the info for that for next week. And I'm really going to try to be here on Mondays. But my life is super nuts right now. And the holidays are coming too, right? Thanksgiving is this weekend. No, Thanksgiving. See, I don't even know what day it is. I'm in the wrong month. Halloween's coming this weekend. So, but I really want to be on here for you guys. I'll show you my pictures. I moved my seat in my living room. These are all my. I gotta go this way. You see this? It's all my grandkids. My daughters bought all those for me one year for Christmas. So I got all my grandkids there. So thank you everybody for coming on, for listening, for interacting, asking me questions. If you have more questions, please feel free to ask me. And Samar, I did get all your messages. I need to get back with you on, I think, one of them, and I will do that. So I hope everybody has a great night, and I will see you guys next week.